Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
All of us have our favorite ghost stories, our favorite urban legends. It's usually your go-to story when it's time to scare your friends. Well, the legend of the Tailipo is one of my favorites. It has been since my childhood, and now I'd love to share it with you. So enjoy this quick ghost story. You can expect a full video of scary stories from the mall in a few hours. So stay tuned. Also, I'm now accepting stories on my subreddit. You can click the link in the description or go to reddit.com/r/darknessprevails to start sharing your stories today. And beginning next month, every month the top 5 stories on the subreddit will get gift cards and a dedicated video. Now then, gather round my campfire. This is the legend of the Tailipo. A long, long time ago, a hunter lived alone in his cabin, deep in the woods. He would have been absolutely alone out there, no one around for miles, had it not been for his 3 dogs. They were his hunting dogs, his companions. Nevertheless, he was the only person around. Living so alone in such a cold, damp place, the old man found himself hungry one evening. He grabbed his rifle from the wall, called his dogs, and went in search for food. Hours he searched through the forest, his dogs ever silent, ready to lay eyes on their prey. Yet, there was none. No deer, no boar, nothing. With a frustrated and maybe a bit sad grunt, the man turned toward home and made his way back, heavy-footed. Suddenly, he caught sight of something hanging from a nearby tree branch. It was a dark, slender thing, covered in matted hair. It swayed back and forth in a casual way. It was the tail of a sleeping creature hidden in the tree. Desperate, the hunter took aim and fired at the animal, hoping to fell the big thing and turn it into a meal later. But to his dismay, the creature with the great big yowl scrambled away. Even still, the bullet had cut through the creature's tail, causing the thick thing to drop to the ground with a plop. The hunter, too tired and hungry to be any more disappointed than he already was, he grabbed the tail and hurried on home with thoughts of stew in his mind. When he made it back to the warmth of his cabin, he stoked the fire, stewed up a fine broth, then threw in the skinned tail. Needless to say, the hunter ate well that night, and soon found himself dozing off by the fire in an old rocking chair.
"Where is it?"
The man awoke to a start. There was a voice coming from inside the cabin.
"Where is my Tailipo?"
It called in anger. Frightened, the hunter grabbed his gun and called for his dogs. He pointed the weapon into the darkness of the far corner where the voice was coming from.
"Give me back my Tailipo."
Something unseen began to claw at the wooden floor. The man could barely stutter out the words in his fear as he commanded the dogs to attack. They began to bark and snarl. The creature hissed and yowled, and soon something large and dark somehow squeezed into a small hole in the wall and escaped out of the cabin. The man, still fearing for his safety, opened the door and let the dogs continue the hunt. They ran off deep into the woods in pursuit of the strange black creature. The hunter stood on his porch, waiting for the triumphant barking the dogs would make when they made their kill. But it never came. Instead, the hunter was met with deathly silence. He waited for several more hours, calling his dogs by their names one at a time. Eventually, two of them returned, with their tails between their legs. The third dog never returned from those woods. The man went off to bed. The day had been long, hard, and frightening. Surely the dogs chased that creature far enough away that he could get some peaceful rest. Not long after the clouds covered the few stars in the night sky, a sound erupted from within the cabin again. It came from just outside the hunter's bedroom door.
Taillebo, my Taillebo,
it called. It was the same haunting voice from before.
I know you have my Taillebo.
I don't have it. Leave me be, the man uttered a reply.
It's here. I can smell it,
the unseen creature answered. Afraid as he was before, the man called for his dogs, which once more gave chase. The creature fled out of the cabin, slamming open the front door with its weight, and disappeared into the woods, the dogs nipping at its heels. The man, though, did not leave his bed. He stayed, waiting for his dogs to return. And eventually, one of them did come back. It was shaking, cold, letting out a weak whimper here and there. The hunter grabbed hold of his gun and didn't let go of it for the rest of the night. The next morning, his hunger returned twofold, and he was forced to take his remaining dog to go search for food once more. That morning, a thick fog had rolled in. He could barely make out the tree branches above him, let alone his own hand. He pushed on, a growling stomach his only motivation. When he heard it, he stopped dead in his tracks. It was a voice. It came from all around him, and nowhere, all at once.
Taillebo, give me back my Taillebo,
it demanded.
I said I don't have it, the man called out into the nothingness.
The dog, still cowering, ran off in a desperate fit of anger, or perhaps survival. As he did, the cracking of leaves just ahead signaled the presence of the large creature running away. The man took the chance to turn on his heel and run back to the cabin. Once he made it back, he barricaded the door and prayed that the next sound he heard would be his lost dogs pawing at the door. But something told him they wouldn't be back. The day passed by slowly and silently. The hunter didn't move from his bed, gun at his side, and stomach moaning with hunger. When the night came, when the moon was at its highest point in the dark sky, a voice rumbled from within his very own room. It was at the foot of his bed.
You have my Taillebo,
it said to him, now sounding less angry and more excited.
I told you, I've nothing of the sort.
The man covered his face with the blanket, too scared to reach for his own rifle, the only thing he had to defend himself.
Give me back my Taillebo,
it howled. And all at once, the creature pounced, sharp teeth and razor-like claws tearing at flesh. Miles into the woods, screaming could be heard, the sound of an old man in pain, begging for his life. Then, only after everything was quiet for a good while, a different voice emerged. A low and satisfied voice that said,
Taillebo, now I have my Taillebow.